Rachel Walton and her husband Eric fled their home in New Orleans a month ago to get away from Hurricane Katrina. They run the Bohemian Armadillo Guest House, located two blocks from the French Quarter. Rachel spoke with us earlier this month about how she and her husband have been doing since relocating in Austin. Rachel is with us again this morning. Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, I think.
You're hanging in there. Did you feel the effects of Hurricane Rita?
We did not. The only effects here in Austin were that there were a lot of people fleeing from Houston, Texas, over here. And, of course, just feeling for the people that had already fled once was really hard. But, yeah, we had a little wind, and that was all here in Austin.
Can you discern a different feel, at least in the months since you've been there?
In the months since I've been here in Austin, it's been I ran into a lot of people from New Orleans, a lot more than the last time I've talked to you. There's been a good vibe in terms of all the New Orleanians talking about, well, we're going to go back in about, you know, a week. It seemed like this week was the week that everybody planned to go back. But because of Hurricane Rita, this may be delayed just a little bit longer.
Now, you told us you plan to work with the Austin City Limits Music Festival this weekend. How's that going? What kind of mood is everybody in who's involved in that?
It seems pretty upbeat. The show's going on. There I'm running into a lot of people. I saw the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, and it's so great to see the other faces from New Orleans and even seeing the T-shirts, you know, from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival and the diehard festival fans, that everybody seems to be just trying to move on. But there's definitely this somber mood about keeping New Orleans music alive.
Hmm. Rita had an effect on New Orleans as well. So it is not the new developments. Do you think they're going to affect your own plans to return to New Orleans and try to rebuild?
We plan to go tomorrow to check it out, but apparently due to everybody evacuating, it seems like it's just not going to be a good idea, especially with Beaumont and Lake Charles area trying to get through. So we're going to have to delay probably another week before we're able to even look at our place. We haven't had a chance to go back and assess the damage. We sent a friend of mine who was able to go in, and she said the part that we live in, the house that we live, had roof damage all the way down to the first floor of my house. I have a two-story house.
Are you also hearing from other people in your neighborhood about what's been going on with them and the houses they live in?
From what I've heard so far, there's been no flooding in our area at all, and just a minimal looting. So just wind damage is the main concern. But the Marigny neighborhood, it seems like we would be up and running very soon, as soon as we can all get back there and try to get back to a normal life.
What kind of things have you been doing while you've been in Austin and working with the Austin City Limits Festival to start the process for going back to New Orleans? You've been having to deal with insurance companies and everything?
Right. That's been a nightmare, basically. It's been difficult trying to, get them to call back. And, you know, we're going from one number after another, you know, and then, of course, claim number after claim number. We're getting all our paperwork together as best as we can.
Hmm. Are you resolved to go back and rebuild your business?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I intend to be there next week to at least assess the damage and hopefully get the ball rolling to get people back in there as soon as I can. I'm probably going to have to live in one of the rooms of the guest house while we finish building up our house over again.
Yeah, and cleaning up everything, yeah?
Yeah, that's going to be the difficult part. I've been hearing from lots of people, you know, and, you know, just an emotional toll, just getting prepared, mentally prepared to go back to see what you have only seen on television.
Rachel Walton and her husband Eric own the Bohemian Armadillo Guest House, a bed and breakfast in New Orleans. Rachel, thanks for talking to us again, and again, good luck to you.
Thank you so much.